Business leaders in Alaska got a chance to meet with Interior Secretary Ken Salazar this morning. He is in the state for a third time in as many years to discuss development issues. At this morning's roundtable, representatives from Native corporations, oil companies, and other industries pressed the need for a more streamlined permitting process for development. APRN's Annie Feit reports.
Regulatory morass is how CIRI President Margie Brown describes the permitting process for developing natural resources. CIRI hosted the roundtable discussion with Secretary Salazar, Senator Mark Begich, and more than a dozen business leaders from around the state. Brown urged Salazar to make it easier for Alaska to be able to contribute its resources to the nation.
And we believe that we, of course, need permits. Nobody wants to mess up Alaska. We are Alaskans. We love this state. But there must be balance, and we must figure out a way to achieve that balance once again.
The Interior Department is already moving to make the permitting process in the state more straightforward. President Obama signed an executive order this July creating an interagency working group to coordinate development in Alaska. Salazar says it should give industry more certainty on what the federal government will allow and what it won't.
It's very reflective of the initiative which Senator Begich has been working on the last couple of years in the Senate, wanting us to make sure that we're not tripping over each other and essentially creating dysfunction in government because you have one agency doing one thing and then being tripped up by another agency.
One of the big development issues Salazar is weighing in Alaska is offshore oil and gas development in the Arctic Ocean. Last week, his agency gave Shell conditional approval to drill up to 4 exploratory wells in the Beaufort Sea next summer. Salazar describes the administration's strategy in the area.
This president's agenda for the Arctic is to go ahead, let's take a look at what is up there, and let's see what it is that we can develop.
If Shell's plan goes through, it will be the first offshore drilling in the Arctic since the Deepwater Horizon disaster in the Gulf of Mexico. Environmental groups say a similar tragedy in the Arctic would be devastating, and they say the government isn't ready to respond. Salazar himself pointed out that the nearest Coast Guard base to the Arctic is hundreds of miles away in Kodiak.
The facts of the Arctic are that you don't have that huge amount of infrastructure that we had in the Gulf of Mexico that was able to respond. And so I do get worried when I think about the fact that we don't have a lot of those kinds of resource responses up in the northern part of Alaska.
But Salazar says dozens of exploratory wells have been safely drilled in the Beaufort Sea before. And he says with the right precautions, more exploratory drilling is a step in the right direction. Almost all of the roundtable participants represented traditional resource extraction industries. But Chris Rose with Renewable Energy Alaska Project, or REAP, was sitting at the table too. He told Salazar Alaska could be a world leader in renewable energy development.
And there's 1.6 billion people on the planet that have no electricity. We could be optimizing systems for the villages here and exporting that technology.
Salazar says the president's view is that the country needs a longer-term approach to renewable energy.
I think one of the things that we have done with renewable energy that has not been helpful to our country is that we've had a start-and-stop approach to renewable energy, and whether it's the investment tax credits, the production tax credits, the recovery grants, the DOE guarantee loans, and all the rest of the incentives. It's come and it's gone.
Salazar says dozens of geothermal and wind projects are currently moving forward on public lands, but he says more work needs to be done. He says Alaska is so unique it may require its own renewable energy action plan. He plans to visit Denali National Park, Barrow, the North Slope, and the National Petroleum Reserve, Alaska. In Anchorage, I'm Annie Feit.